when I landed from Albuquerque, T-Mobile had a huge outage across the country and could not call an Uber, like couldn't text, couldn't do anything. Me and this one woman, I was like, oh, Uber's not working. And I was just kind of sitting there trying to refresh the app. And then this woman next to me is like, is your phone working? I was like, I thought it was just Uber. But and then the phone goes SOS. And we both happen to have T-Mobile. And then like, we're just like, what do we do? And then her husband happened to see her as he pulled in. And because she wasn't waiting for a car. So I don't know what was happening. And then she was like, are you going to be okay? And I was like, yeah. And because what was she going to do? Drive me somewhere? Yeah. And so I literally just, I could tell she like was feeling worried about me as she left. And I was like, it's fine. Just went back into the airport and got on their Wi-Fi. And then I had to call the Lyft and then like wait till the last possible second to then like, okay, they're there. I'm going to run outside and get them because I had no service or anyway.
That is so scary.
And I like literally get in this car and like, it still said on my app, you haven't been picked up yet because the service was gone. And so like there was no way for anyone to reach me at all until literally I was almost home. I finally had
that
service.
Crazy. That was a cursed plane ride. Yours was a cursed plane ride. I had a cursed plane ride.
My son exploded in his onesie. Oh, and the changing tables in Air Canada are, they're this size.
They're
no way.
His head Amanda fit said, on the changing table. Amanda just
said,
his head.
Amanda said to the flight attendant, that's illegal.
I said, hey, your changing table's illegal. She goes, they're small, huh? I was like,
no, they're illegal. No. And then you told me that, and then I went to go to the bathroom, and I looked, and I went, that's it?
Yeah. People didn't even know where it was. Bless you. Guys, hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda, and Shane is currently locked outside of this building. He's desperate to get in, and we said, no, no, no. This is the Smosh Mouth for women.
Once a month, all men bleed, and we lock them up.
That's right.
We lock them up in a room in YouTube jail.
That's right. And 30 or 28 days or 31 days a month, women bleed. Does that make sense?
Huh?
Anyways, I'm here with my two besties. I've got Angela and I've got Courtney. I'm so excited.
Let's and we go. Still have all the props from the boys episode.
Yeah, the boys did an episode and I got Damien's prop.
I got Trevor's.
Do you know what goes in there?
Yeah, a Pokemon.
Hey, do you guess? But like, guess how?
Eggs.
Yeah, you got to catch them all. You got to click this button and you open it and then you suck them in.
Good job.
Thanks.
I was waiting for like another Harambe movement.
Nope, I've
like
been around. I've been around.
I don't know
this
what going
Smosh
there.
World. Anyways. Hi.
Hi.
This is so fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. We have a bottle of Sancerre.
Sancerre.
And we have a pool table with a bunch of chips and dip.
I want to put... No, I don't.
What?
These things are just perfect size to put in your mouth. The balls.
Courtney already wants to put balls in her mouth. God,
guys,
we just
welcome
started.
To the women's episode. Welcome We're putting balls episode. In our mouth.
We're putting balls in our mouth.
We're holding balls in our hands and balls in our mouth.
Look,
and you clicked on what you wanted.
Look, we're getting more views than the boys' episode. I swear to God, if they get more views than the women's episode, I don't trust in you guys anymore, okay?
If the boys' episode outperforms the girls' episode,
what are we going to do?
Smosh Mouth will go dark for a month.
I will shave my husband's head.
Selena is flipping out right now. Here's what we're doing today, guys. It's pretty crazy. So on URL with the lovely Courtney, when I was a guest, I admitted that one night we had to bring like subreddits to Smosh Mouth. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know what to do. So I Googled subreddits for women.
You said subreddits for females.
Oh, I said subreddits for females?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
Like, what truly. Is wrong with you?
So, for fun, to really double down on how dumb I am sometimes, we're doing a full episode of subreddits for women.
So walk me through, someone who doesn't understand Reddit. What is that? What do you even mean, subreddits for women?
Oh my God, I feel so much better that I have someone here who's also like, Reddit? Question
right.
mark?
And I know, and I think we've understood Reddit a little bit.
Based off of Reddit stories.
Thank you. That's the show.
That's the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you read Reddit, Court?
I actually have been using it more and more lately. When you have like a nuanced situation or you're unsure about like something, you can always find some thread where a bunch of people have had a real experience with that thing.
Yep.
But what helpful. How are you doing it? Let's talk about this. Are you going to reddit.com?
No.
And you're typing in?
No.
I'm going to. I will
go
say
Google and add Reddit at
same.
The end.
I go
mean
Google.
Add Reddit at the end.
What were you going to say?
I just go Google and usually the Reddit pops up like third search or something.
So you're looking up like, how do I make people laugh?
No. I don't need to look that up. It's deep inside of me, Angela.
Whoa.
No, when I was pregnant, I was like, this thing's happening, huh?
Yeah.
And actually, there was a lot of Reddit for pregnant people.
Yeah. That whole making noise.
No. That's called a fart.
I had looked up, I had had a surgery this year, and there was some weird stuff that I was dealing with, and I literally found so many people who had this very specific thing and were like, yeah, it's super rare, but this can happen to you, and just like, okay, that can just make you feel less crazy.
Yes.
You
know? And is that, that's not Reddit for women, because like last night,
no.
two nights ago, everything's the same, I heard a creature, and I freaked out.
That is...
As a single woman living alone, I went, I hear a creature. Naturally, called my dad.
Who doesn't? What?
Can you do? What was the sound?
Okay. It was like. Then quiet for 3 minutes. Then. And I was like.
Maybe a possum?
I'm like.
That's an enormous cockroach.
See, all of these sound right to me. And then my dad was like, I'm falling asleep. And my dad goes, text your landlord. And I was like. Okay.
Ew, no, you don't text your landlord.
So then I Googled like creature scratching or chomping at wall.
This bitch needs
and
to get on Reddit.
And then Reddit came up. And then I went, what is that? Is that Reddit creature? Like that's just Reddit. Oh.
Do you think there was like a rat in your wall?
So then I read Reddit and then it was like, you probably have a rat in your wall.
Oh, that sucks. Let me tell you that you don't have to find specific subreddits to find the answer. No, sometimes it'll be like, ask women, and there's all different types of subreddits on there. Mm-hmm. That's what's cool about
Reddit. That's what I'm asking about. Does the question come first or the Reddit first?
Question.
Like, what is it?
So I go Google, I did this recently where I was like, this brand of desk... Reddit. Because I saw a brand of desk. I was shopping for a new desk for my little home office. And this desk was incredible looking. The price was too good. So I searched up to see if this company was legit because it wasn't one I had seen before. Google. Reddit at the end. Found a thread of people talking about it. People being like, yeah, it's really reasonable. It's because they usually people will buy those desks in bulk for offices, like big offices and stuff. So get it. And it's a great desk.
So that's Reddit. Wait, what did Reddit say about your rats?
And I'm also like, your search bar, you didn't even put like Los Angeles.
No, she just put creature.
I wrote, it was like something
creature,
like I was trying to figure
woman,
out the sound.
Alone, and I went, single, alone, single, creature, comedian,
Reddit, likes people trouble. Who can communicate thoroughly.
Trouble with relationship community.
Somehow, I had a dating app.
Female.
And I was on there.
Comedian.
No, I wrote like crunching at the wall, not biting. I wrote like something really specific. And it, because I wanted, all I kept asking my dad, and I'll send you the screenshots so you can see the screenshots. It's really funny in the video. I kept going, I just want to know if it's inside the wall or outside the wall. If it's outside the wall, I'm going to go to bed. Because I was so tired.
Why would you, outside the wall means inside apartment.
Oh, no, outside.
That's what I went. I just want to know if this sound means he's in my walls. If he's in my walls, we can both go to bed together.
Oh.
But if he's outside my wall.
That's all it takes.
I'm going to go to a friend's house.
Whoa.
And I wanted to know the difference between the sounds.
And what did Reddit say?
Couldn't tell. And then.
And Reddit was like, girl, me too.
After
it was
a while,
just my ex-husband.
My dad was like. Go sleep on your couch and close the door. Because I have like a studio and then a little couch.
Yeah. And what did you do?
I haven't heard the sound since. I went to bed. And then I kept waking up going, you here?
And it was like,
gosh.
Hey, go back to sleep,
no,
babe.
It was definitely in the wall.
Hey, go back to sleep, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the rat.
I wish a rat sounded like that.
Oh, yeah. It was probably like, hey,
so you know the
you're
house.
You're really dirty.
That house that we had the little like LA party for me and Shane's wedding celebration.
Yes.
We slept there the night before and there was like scurrying, scratching in our ceiling.
Ooh.
Like a lot.
And there's like a difference between it being in your room versus like above it.
Yeah. Like, cause you can tell when it's like things running on the roof. This was like, no, there was like rats playing freeze tag in the attic. Like it was right there. Right. Yeah. It was right.
Dude.
I just kept hearing crunching, then stopping. And I went, babe, if you want to eat, just eat.
You should have given the babe some food. Babe.
Shower on, bed on, chewing roof.
Chewing roof on.
Shower on.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Casper. Shane, you know that amazing feeling when you've had a terribly long day, your feet ache from standing, then you lay on your perfect mattress and curl up into a ball and have the best darn sleep of your life?
No, I guess I don't know.
What? Shane, I think you need a Casper mattress.
Okay, you can't be getting that great of sleep.
I truly am. Casper makes reliable, high-quality mattresses designed for consistent, blissful sleep. My mattress is durable and designed to withstand the test of time.
Okay, well, maybe I like a different firmness of mattress, though. You ever thought about that?
Okay, yeah. Casper offers a wide range of mattress types, so you can find exactly what you want. I love my Casper mattress. It's firm and also a little bit soft, but not too soft. And it almost has this like cooling effect. So I'm not like sweaty in bed. It's perfect.
Okay. I need to go get my Casper mattress right now.
Whoa, he just flew out of here. Go, Shane, go. Remember, the day always ends well with Casper. Right now, save up to 30% on mattresses and up to 35% on everything else when you go to Casper.com. One last time, that's Casper.com and save up to 30% on the mattress you deserve. I think he actually left. Now back to the show. Just me. My niece once was telling my sister, like, I can't sleep in my room. I'm really scared. There's this noise that keeps coming by the vent. And my sister was like, get out of bed. Just get out of bed. Stop. And she was like, no, but like, I'm really scared or whatever. And she's like, okay, you can sleep with me. And so my other sister was staying there and she slept in my niece's room. And she woke up to like,
no, no.
And she was like, what is that? And she looks at the vent and a fucking buff ass arm, like a buff ass furred arm busts through the vent and then tries to open the vent. And I'm talking like weeks.
Buff ass fur
arm. Buff ass fur arm. So weeks, my niece was like, I'm scared. And my sister's like, okay, you can come sleep with me. But she'd go in and be like, there's nothing here.
Like there's like a big rat.
I don't know what it is. So my sister was like, dude, you have an infestation of a buff ass.
She goes, and it's Johnny Bravo.
Like, literally. And so they called, it was a family of flying red squirrels living in the attic. And this red squirrel was like, I want to sleep in that bed, mommy. And it tried to bust its arm through the vent and open the vent. So imagine my sweet little niece going, looking at the vent, and it's just like, boom!
Hey, mama. You say it's a buff arm, like going.
So apparently the guy came because they have to like rehouse them. They just like take her. So he showed her like a lineup of pictures of squirrels.
No, he didn't.
And the buff
going, do you recognize any of these squirrels?
Yeah. And the buffest arm won. She was like, it's that one. And he's like, yes.
Yes.
This is not a joke. This is a story that was like, it embedded in me went to sleep and then it just woke up because of Reddit. Like
Going back to the original reason why we're here.
Yeah.
Is I'm curious. So you type in that story.
I type in Reddit for females.
You type in that story. No. Before you get to that, you type in that story. How do you get on Reddit for females?
No.
So that story has nothing to do with Reddit for females.
What is Reddit for females?
Is one place.
So Reddit is one place. I Googled Reddit for females because I was trying to find subreddit that I knew I would like.
Yeah.
So like a dumbass, I tell Courtney this, you know, on a Smosh video, which is so fun. Mm-hmm. And Courtney had
what
a giggle.
What is the sign of a girl co-hosting a podcast with a man being like, I'm desperately trying to connect. Let me look up something I can talk about.
Reddit.
Woman.
Female. Reddit is the common ground.
So there is no Reddit for women. No. There's specific subreddits that are women centric.
Yeah. There's a Reddit for women. It's pink.
It's no, Reddit no. Is your TV and the subreddits are the channels on the
Thank
TV.
Thank you, Courtney Miller.
Oh, wow. That is a good description.
Each channel has all the stories, all the things. So you found all the subreddits that women enjoy going
to. Yeah. So some are like Hallmark. Some are like Peacock. Some are Hulu. And some's like HBO Max.
Okay. This makes... Honestly, thank you,
that
Courtney.
That makes sense.
You did such a good job explaining this. You did it.
And I did a good job as well. No?
You didn't.
Correct.
Because now I understand we're seeing things that women click on.
Or post to. It's like there's
you just brought up your niece with a weird buff rat.
It is a flying squirrel. Insane that you would call it a rat. I mean, not the same thing.
I've never seen a flying squirrel. Have you guys seen a flying squirrel?
No, because they're always flying. How would you see it? This is going to be the best episode we've ever done. Shane, you cannot come in. God, he's banging on that door.
He's banging just like the flying squirrel.
You need to finish your multiplication squares.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first subreddit that we're going to get into is Ask Women. Ask Women. That's a subreddit.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. We should be asking women things.
Here's a question. What's something people think are effortless about you but really isn't? Ooh. Okay, I'll answer this question and then we'll read this thread. Because that's what these are. They're called threads.
These are called threads.
Reddit users are going to love this episode.
So Reddit is the TV. Subreddits
I have a cough.
Are
I'm
the
not
channels. And then the threads.
It's the crazy.
It's giving 5-year-old in the sandbox.
My cough sounds like
I
hell.
I have a cough. It's not contagious. Yeah.
We have a cast workshop tomorrow, and I'm like, I can't work in the ensemble.
I have a cough. It's not contagious.
Kissing scenes. But the threads are the TV shows on the channel. So Reddit TV channels, subreddits, TV shows on the channels are the threads.
Can I tell you, you're laughing at my cough. Yesterday, Courtney and I were both minding our own goddamn angelic business.
Uh-huh.
And I was coughing in the office and she goes, your cough is really beautiful.
I didn't
she
say that.
She lied her ass off.
What did you say? Your cough is really cute.
You're like, I'm sorry I keep coughing. And I was like, it's okay. It's a cute cough, so it's fine.
She said it's a cute cough.
It's giving 3-year-old holding a wet Cheeto.
She said it's a cute cough. But every time you did it, she went.
This is why I can't do the clowning workshop tomorrow.
Okay, that's okay.
Because once I start.
Do you want water?
Nope.
Okay.
If you think water can stop this,
hey,
then you're mistaken.
Stop. You're making it worse.
Sorry.
No, you're making it funny.
It's actually really, really fucking funny.
That's why I woke up in the middle of the night and started coughing and started laughing. And I was like, I sound like I'm dying.
Do you have the goose cough when it gets too far?
What's that mean?
Like when my sisters and me are sick, there's a goose cough that comes through. It's really embarrassing.
I think it's what that might mean.
No, I have not been hearing it.
Don't speak, honey. Don't speak.
You're a 3-year-old hot Cheeto who just accidentally inhaled a bunch of sand cough.
Okay, like, let's do this question. I think this is perfect. What's something people think are effortless about you but really isn't?
Right.
My hair, my tits, my vag.
I am literally
my
dying.
Hair, my tits, my vag.
Yeah, ta, bitch. Ta,
my hair, my tits. James, sing it. My vag. James, my hair.
Emma James.
My tits.
Yeah.
My vag.
Yeah.
James.
James, you crushed that. Courtney, do you have a response?
Effortless thing. Should I do a real one?
Yeah. I'll do a real one too. I'm sorry.
Oh, that wasn't. Yeah.
That wasn't real?
My tits are not effortless.
Let me say, your hair is amazing.
I put work into it.
Oh, and Angela has crazy takes on her hair that we talked about a long time ago, and I have not stopped thinking about.
You're my best friend.
Go ahead, Courtney.
I think people think my makeup is effortless, but it is a very meticulous, long process, and that's why I never do my makeup at work, because it is like a home meditative thing that I do.
Well, that's how good your makeup is, because when we look at it, we're like, oh my God, effortless.
But then people
don't put so much work into it.
People don't realize that every time you see Court on camera, you have to give space to the hour and a half that came before that.
It's like an hour, yeah.
Like an hour.
But
like
that is when you consume most of your like YouTube and your content, right?
Sometimes I raw dog it in silence.
What?
My makeup? Yeah.
Do you do your makeup in silence?
Sometimes, yeah. You know why? Because it's probably my only silence of the day.
It's like a very meditative time.
Yes, yeah. It's really nice.
It is, but people think it's effortless.
I don't think, I think they're like, oh, it looks so cute. Or like maybe my hair, because I spent a lot of work. I didn't do it today because I couldn't. Fucking get myself.
Your hair does look effortless.
Always.
But I know that you spend time on it because it's amazing. Because you kind of have to.
I also think like I read some book when I was like in middle school and I think about it all the time. It was like good art is invisible.
Yes. Where, good like, editing is invisible.
Like, yes, good editing is
good
invisible.
Good comedy is invisible.
And like someone told me good design is invisible, where you look at the iPhone and you go, I can't imagine it designed any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the design is so like made for a function that you can't imagine it any other way. And like your hair, you've gone through a lot of hairstyles or haircuts in my knowing you, and each one looks natural to you.
Thank you.
No, because it's never forced. And then when you see somebody kind of doing something forced, you're like, okay. And it doesn't mean it's bad.
Were you talking about my bangs?
No.
You're talking about my micro bangs?
Great.
God, those micro bangs. It's how I met you.
Oh my gosh, your Renaissance hair, your Joan of Arc hair.
My mom was like, is that what you're doing for the wedding?
And it's like you sneezed and it grew back. Like and it I grew was back like, so fast.
It happened so fast.
Yes, it did.
It's like really a shooting star. Them.
My the bangs were a shooting star. That's so true. Yeah. I would say like, I feel like effortless is, I don't know if that's the right word because everything takes work. Your body, the food that you put in it, the time you spent sleeping, it's all, we're all actively doing work. And if I show up and you're like, oh my God, I woke up like this. Okay.
You make, you want to believe that? That's you fine. Make your motherhood look easy. Like you make being a mom look easy.
You do.
Courtney, I'm going to cry. Don't. That's very sweet.
No, but it is. It is true.
Thank you.
You had a lot of practice holding us like babies before Cole.
Thank
and,
you. That
and
means
like,
a lot.
You might be the, you're the first.
No. Get out the really nice thing that you were just about to say.
That's
about
all I had
me.
To say. That was my comment on your mother.
What?
No, I think like you're the first of so many of us she's to like in up. On the cast, have a baby and incorporate it in your life. And you have made it seem so easy, which I know it is not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you. It's definitely not easy, but it does feel a little like it feels familiar in a weird way. It feels very intuitive. I don't know. It feels familiar.
That's really beautiful, too. Maybe it's your ancestors.
Maybe it's my ancestors.
And Angela was a good auntie on the plane.
I heard. Oh, my God. I heard that our team was amazing.
We had to talk about this.
We had Cole with his, what did we say? His hair?
Harem of women.
Harem?
Yep. And here's the thing. It got competitive. It got very competitive.
Well, no. No,
yes,
Angela.
Yes, it did.
Okay, here's the seating on the airplane, okay? We're leaving Montreal, Redditors. I'm sitting right here with Cole. And then in front of me is Emily with her hat. That'll come in later. Alexina's like across the way, but next to Emily, but across the row. Angela is all the way to the window.
Stranger in the middle.
Stranger
behind her. What they don't talk to you is, I didn't know. Usually, we have amazing people that will book our travel for us when we do these talents, these Reddit tours, our talent coordinators. Shout out Danielle. Danielle would be like, what's your preferred seat, aisle, or window, or middle. I didn't think we would be fighting for the gorgeous, most gorgeous, beautiful boy in the world.
God.
If I thought that was a part of the question, I'd say, aisle so I can hold the queen's son. But because I was asked that months in advance, not knowing the queen's son would be en route, I said, window, so I don't have to talk to Trevor or Spencer. I can put my head on the side because I love resting my head and going to bed.
Sleep on the wall.
So and we went to the Alveus zoo thing, and I went, love y'all, love you, Tommy, love you, Spence.
Good night.
And I passed out. Then we go to Montreal, and then we go, oh, we're all going to be able to hold the Bubba, who's the most beautiful boy in the entire world. Aww. And I don't just say this. This boy's face, you just want to be around it. Aww. And you're like, it's what I imagine being a kid and like watching SpongeBob is. You're like, I just want to hang out with him.
Aww.
Right? Yeah. So here I go going, oh, we can all travel with Cole. So we can all hold him together. And then I forget, I have a window seat.
So she's in the window seat. Like I said, a stranger is behind her. Open seat, me. A stranger is next to her. So she's blocked off by strangers.
And Cole is not a tiny boy.
Cole is a big,
that's like passing
hefty,
off a carry-on suitcase.
Yeah, it's like, he is freaking 30 pounds. So Angela,
it's a little bit baby Harambe.
He's dense. Yeah, he's, exactly. Okay.
Not in a bad way.
That's my son. He's right there. But Angela decides she's going to put her whole body over her seat. I'm talking full. This is the woman's. So the woman's sitting here watching like a really sweet movie. And Angela is putting her whole body her whole body goes over the woman's screen. She goes, da baba, that baby. I love that baby. Her whole arm is over the woman's screen.
Covering Titanic.
And the woman's going.
And Amanda will be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then hand it to Emily Rose or Alexina. I go, what about me? What about me? With this full grown man in the middle of us.
Yeah, and he's like. And I said, I would give him to you, but I don't. Like, he's going to try to pull that man's stuff off it. Like, all he did with Emily was literally reach over the top of the chair and kept pulling off her hat. Aww. And taking it and then putting on her hat and then reaching back over. He had a cup of Cheerios and he was doing so well for like an hour. Yeah. Just like looking at them, eating them, giving them to Alexina, eating them. And then at one point he was like, and I was like, no, no, no. And he went, and the cup of Cheerios went all over. And this woman acted like she got pelted with a bullet. She was like, oh. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Meanwhile, I'm hanging out with a 55-year-old man. And we're both watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I'm going, I'd kill to be over there.
And Andrew's going, Papa! And the woman's just like, and the arm is just, this is her TV. The arm is just going, Papa!
This happened for 6 hours.
6 hours. Anyways.
And every time Alexina held him, I was like, it's not fair.
No, she was getting
joke. I was like,
jealous.
It's really not fair.
Oh, my God.
And then we were getting close to the end of the flight, and I went, when we land, I get to hold him.
Oh, when we land, I get to hold him. And I was like, all right.
And then the second we land, I'm holding him, and H shows up, and I go, here's your daddy.
And H is like, and Anne's like, here's your dad. If you want to go to your dad, go for it.
All right. What are women saying?
I think, so this is what women are saying. Effortless. Good things happen to me. Some people think I just get handed opportunities, but that's probably because I don't tell anybody when I'm working towards something. Ooh. It was survival strategy I learned from having nosy people picking and prodding at every little thing I do.
Interesting.
Oh, someone said effortless being an extrovert / charming. Okay. As a young adult, I was a huge introvert and would constantly fuck up my interactions with people because I was weird and awkward and would seriously put them off. Then I got a customer service facing job, years of therapy, and basically observed and learned how to be an extrovert.
Whoa.
I will occasionally get free or extra stuff at restaurants, coffee shops, bars, hotels. I feel like I've been around these people where they just get free stuff.
But also, I would say this about effortless is like, effortless means you can't see it.
Yes. Right?
Like it doesn't, it seems like it's a natural, it's natural.
It seems natural.
And I do think that about a lot of the work we do, where like we're trying to make it look very natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it is natural and it is truthful.
But after a lot
but
of hard
work to
toward it.
It.
Yeah.
Just like that woman said.
Yeah. Right. People skills.
Yeah, that's huge.
Friendly, outgoing. I think people are saying, oh, skin.
Oh, yeah.
I do think some people are just like lucky with skin.
Or, yeah, it's just like I have worked for years to have not a like Jupiter looking skin. Cause like I had really bad acne when I first started Smosh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like that was years of like struggle and like being so depressed and sad.
Yeah.
And like, even I am like, damn, it's like, it's nothing now. Like I can, I could sometimes sleep with my makeup on, wake up the next day and I'm like, whoa, why does my skin somehow look better now? But I used
it's like going to war,
a gust purple of heart. Wind.
You should get a purple heart. Women should get a purple heart. When they sleep with their makeup, sorry.
I literally can't sleep with my makeup on. I feel like a heavy weight, like a
it's
blanket.
It's uncomfortable sometimes.
No, I do it, but then I wake up and I go, yeah!
Wipe it all off.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
I forget.
You're talking about your wearing your makeup?
Oh, a gust of wind used to make me have like 3 whiteheads. Like it was so bad. It was so bad.
So you're getting a purple heart for sleeping with your makeup on.
Thank you.
And Angela is... I think you're getting a purple heart, but I'm not sure because you're waking up so angry that they're probably taking the purple heart back.
And sometimes I'll like go, I'll have a full face caked of makeup.
What?
And then I'll go to bed and I'll go,
no.
Foundation
we'll do
and all.
Crazy.
No, you don't.
But it's different.
Your poor because, sheets.
Because I'd say the way we're all different and we all, especially with women, where it's like we each have like different parts of us that we try to make effortless, but there's so much effort there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, a lot of my best friends growing up, and like what you're saying, their skin was that. Mine was my body, where it was like any change in my diet would, like a gust of
just
wind,
like set you off.
Would change. I couldn't fit into any clothes I would buy.
Aww.
And then, you know, it's like, it's very different versus my skin was pretty consistent.
Mm.
And it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like effortless is I don't know. I go back and forth on if it's, I guess it could be a thing if it's like a you know, outgoing or positivity and stuff, mm-hmm. But I honestly,
I talk about this a lot. I think it's a millennial thing that beauty and style and even being funny is best when it looks effortless. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, you just stumbled into that. Versus trying somehow has like some ick factor. And then I see Gen Z when they're like, I tried really hard for this outfit. Or I tried really hard for the skin. Or I tried.
Yeah.
And there's no ick. I think when we were growing up, there was some type of like,
oh my God.
You have to naturally be it.
So much shame toward trying.
Yes.
So bad.
And that's why I think this effortless thing. Think about the One Direction song. I talk about it all the time. You don't know you're beautiful. And that's what makes you beautiful. Is being like, oh, I fell here.
So it's essentially like a state of mind.
Yeah, I think it's also a fad.
Or it's like you've worked so hard on something that maybe is easy now. And people are like, oh my God, you look so good. Like that, like can't believe you're just so naturally beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like actually it took me a decade of research and trying products and changing my diet just to figure out what's wrong with my face.
Yeah. And it might have been a product of the 80s being so fake. Mm-hmm. That people were like, once we got out of the 80s and the 90s, it was like, oh, you're effortlessly beautiful.
Right.
You're just that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know.
Right.
It's like when people say you look the cutest in like your sweatpants and your hair up. And I'm like, all the time?
All. You're like, you don't know.
All
you,
the time?
You don't know the
What about those
darkness?
Celebrity pictures that they take of these poor, beautiful celebrities that are just walking to their car and they just get them?
Do you think we'll ever have that happen to us? Do you think they'll ever get us?
YouTube TMZ.
There are those.
Are we all over TMZ and we don't know it?
No, you'd be getting that shit on people.com. You would
literally.
No, but like there used to be these channels that were like that, but it was for YouTubers. Like they'd find like James Charles or like Emma Chamberlain on the street and go like, hey, how's it going? Where you headed?
That
hey.
Should be illegal. It should not be allowed. Sorry. No.
And you'd be able to find us. Any cocktail bar and
any
sell it.
And we're just like this. Low lighting.
Shoot block went well. We just wrapped Don't Win an hour ago.
Why are you Southern?
Aren't you guys Southern at the end of a shoe block?
Yes.
A little bit.
I go, good culinary crafts. Love y'all. Love y'all.
See, you are Southern at the end of the day.
No, I'm not.
Love y'all.
You love are, y'all. You are, hey, Angela. Bright sheet today.
I say y'all.
Love y'all.
I say y'all.
Love y'all.
Because it's gender inclusive.
Love y'all.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Quince. What do you think about my new shirt?
Shane, you don't have to fish for compliments. I was already going to say, it looks great on you.
Thank you. It's Quince. Quince is all about quality items. They use premium materials, which makes for longer lasting and well-made clothes. I wasn't fishing for compliments, by the way. I just really like that I can layer my Quince tees. They are 100% organic cotton.
And finding quality basics used to seem tough, but Quince has everything.
They do. And Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they kind of have this timeless vibe, which I'm really liking. Not to fish, but I have a few of their shirts, and they're all incredible. I have a couple of their sweaters, too, for the wintertime. Man, they're form-fitting. I feel good in them. They're comfy. Gotta say, I look pretty good.
I bet you do. But most importantly, does Quince have women's clothing?
Yep, and home goods, bags, jewelry, and kids' items. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/smoshmouth. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK, too. That's quince.com/smoshmouth. Now back to the show.
Let's go, good looking.
Yeah. You know that I wasn't fishing for compliments, right?
It's so interesting because you said fishing like three times.
Okay,
here's another one on Ask Women. Ooh, anyone that's gone from extremely insecure to extremely confident, how did you do it? What did you change? I actually love this question. Confident ladies, how did you get there? I would say you're both very confident ladies.
Aww.
Yes, queen. Even when you're coughing, you own it, baby.
Kobe.
No, we don't say Kobe anymore.
You know what's crazy? I was just talking about this a little bit on an episode of URL, but I was bullied a lot in middle school and high school. I was called bra stuffer. I was a little emo kid. I was stuffing my bra.
Who said that to you?
Okay,
name
so
them.
They were kind of saying a fact, but how rude. They don't know.
Like, yeah. How do you know she stuffed
yeah,
her
girl,
bra?
You're
she just
down.
Said it.
I was stuffing
She
one
was stuffing
side.
Her bra, but you weren't allowed to say it.
Were you? I was shoving my bra
Are you
bra
kidding
down.
Me? I wore two bras and wanted to tape it down.
Me too. There's bra stuffers and there's bra stickers.
I would have murdered both of you.
What?
Because I wanted boobs so bad.
Oh, why?
That's and I would have been like, annoying. You're so Keira Knightley chic, you have no boobs.
Yeah, seriously. Anyways,
bullied a lot. And then in high school, a new friend of mine showed me the Pretty Little Liars books.
Uh-huh.
And it's very like Gossip Girl.
Didn't know
they
were a book.
It started as a very long series. I think there's like, when I stopped reading, there was like 13 books.
To me, that's like someone going, the Survivor books. You're like,
oh, honey,
that's a book?
You know, y'all, you know I'll be reading those left to right.
It was Gossip Girl, but with murder. Oh, you would have loved it.
We love gossip and murder.
You would have loved it. And the book specifically, it just helped me flip a switch. And I was like, I'm not going to let these girls make me feel like crap anymore. And I just like...
At what age? What grade?
Like freshman year. Yes. I still had my emo cut and was like growing it out. And I just remember like, it was honestly like, I got into acting around them because it was like, I'm just going to like put my shoulders back and I'm going to like give a little snarky smirk at somebody if they're going to roll their eyes at me. And like, it was like a switch. Like that book, those books, I don't know if anybody else can relate to that, but those books, man.
I love that. Wait, that's important. Great. When did you?
Did I get confident? I think even you saying shoulders
you're,
back,
you're
did I get
like,
confident?
You're confident? Like I'm interrogating you.
What
you're
are you confident?
You're at the prison right
I
now.
I feel like get Angela's that basketball. A fake it till you make it kind of queen.
You feel like? You know like.
Yeah. Fake it till
you
make
kidding?
It.
You know me. You don't even have to say you feel like it. I am a fake it till you make it kind of girl. But confidence is something like in my 30s that I have been wanting to be like, all right, let's cut the shit.
Yep.
There is no like, I don't know, like extra space in heaven that you're going to get if you're effortless. Just try.
Mm-hmm.
If you try, it's not going to make you icky.
Mm-hmm.
Even
I
though
love
every
that.
Part of me thinks that. Mm-hmm. But like putting my shoulders back and being confident and trying to do that has always felt disgusting to me. But mm-hmm. now like, I don't know. Once you hit your 30s, you're like, it's like, we're going to die.
It's also like, as a performer, it's like, oh.
It's like, let's get going. It's like if I'm not going to be.
Why do I feel like I'm in like a cigarette commercial where a cowboy just pulled up on me and went, you're going to die.
But like
let's
all of a sudden,
going,
womanhood
girl.
Is like, I'm just trying to figure it out. And then quick, you only have two more years.
No, but seriously, it's also like, why waste your time? It's like the people are going to say things regardless. If you look your best, if you try your best, if you be effortless, people are going to say shit regardless because people don't know how to express their emotions. So they just project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or do you guys feel like you had this list in your 20s of like what you wanted to look like or the way you'd be and you'd be like, then I'll be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point you go, I'm never going to hit that. But life is still going.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't act like that, then I'll never feel it.
Yeah.
It's also like you might not hit it. You might not hit it because it's not really you. Mm-hmm.
But then also, it doesn't mean you can't live life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
It's like committing to the bit, but the bit is feeling good about yourself.
No joke.
Yes.
You figured me out.
I also feel like it's clothes too, because I would try to wear like the most form-fitting clothes, the tightest clothes. I'd be like, I can't wear an outfit unless it shows off my body. This was like me back in the day. And then I was like, I'm not comfortable. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, I want to wear something tight and cute, but like mostly I just want to wear loose fucking awesome ass clothes. And now my Instagram is just filled with all these people that are like, dress the way you want to feel. Dress for silhouettes.
Yes. Or honestly, a very vulnerable thing I don't think I've ever said out loud. And you said that just now and I went, oh wow. I thought little bags, like when we were younger, they were chic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when they came back in style, I only saw a certain type of body type.
Oh, holding little bags.
And I was like, oh, I'm not skinny enough or like, I'm not cute enough or young enough to have like a little bag. And recently I was like, in a second, I'll lose the times in which I'm going to even want to have a little bag. Does that make sense?
Oh,
like we were like on tour and like going out to dinner and I was like, this is the time to have a little bag. And if the requirements I'm setting on myself to have that little bag are never going to be around for the amount of time that I'm going to want to use the little bag. At some point, I'm going to need a mommy bag.
Hey, you know what? I'm a mom and I still want a little fucking bag.
Right?
I'm 6 feet and I want the tiniest. I want a tiny little bag, but it has to fit some stuff.
Yes.
None of this bullshit. No, I don't want a little bag.
But I wanted like a Carrie Bradshaw bag. And I was like, I'm never going to be like thin enough or cute enough to have a little bag or quiet enough. Literally, I thought I was like too loud to have a little bag. And then I was like, the other day, I was like, life is too short to wait for when I'm going to be those requirements.
And also, everyone around you isn't even thinking about you with your little fucking bag. All they're thinking about is like, I want a little bag too, but I'm this, this, and this. Or, and then there are those women out there that's like, I'm wearing my little bag. Y'all can fuck off. And
no
then
one cares.
Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Get the little bag.
Get the goddamn little
or
bag.
Get the big bag.
Or get the,
whatever you fucking want.
Yeah. Get the big ass bag, but I want a little bag, but it's got to fit my phone. I'm sorry.
It's got to fit the phone.
It's got to fit your phone.
And my lip gloss.
There's little bags without a phone. Like, you can't fit your phone.
Oh, that was like the trend with like the
It's called a micro bag.
Ew.
Thank you.
Okay, well, some of these people say that. They say, turn 30. Something clicked in my brain. Yep. Putting myself first. Yup.
And I don't know if it's like the chemical of being 30 or just like the amount of time you've spent feeling not good enough in your 20s.
Yes. Right.
Like, I don't think, like, if you're listening at home and you're not in your 30s, but you're feeling like you want these feelings, I don't think it's like a, when you're 30, you do that.
Agreed, agreed.
I think it's like a, you know what? I've sat in this bullshit enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a mind, I also think it's a mind shift. I think you just get so over, you're not free. You're
you grow
literally
out of the
not,
cage, yeah.
Yeah, you're not free at all. Every day you're thinking about your clothes, your makeup, your hair for somebody else. You're literally not free in your body. And also, at the end of the day, nobody cares. And if you're saying like, well, I can't get a date or I can't get this or people make fun of me, I understand that's got to be really, really, really hard, especially when you're in high school and you're stuck there. But like, at the end of the day, get to a place where you can feel really free and free enough to say, I don't want to spend time with any of you fuckers.
That's all that 30 means. It means sick of the bullshit.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean age. Can I have some of that sincere?
Yes.
It doesn't mean age. Can I have some of that sincere?
Do you have your phone?
Yes.
We have to take a picture for Shane. Drinking sincere, drinking your favorite wine on your podcast.
Oh my God. He's going to be so jealous. He's going to be so upset and jealous.
Okay, ready?
Be funny.
Hey, bro, I'm drinking your favorite wine on your podcast with your wife.
and me. I'm here.
And your acquaintance Amanda's here.
What? Acquaintance? How dare you? We are business partners.
Hey, I was kidding. I love you.
She has a cough right now. If her voice sounds
a hot Cheeto cough and she hates
it. If her voice sounds a little fucked up, it's because she has a cough.
If I sound insane, it's because I have a cough. But do you guys, people don't realize that early Smosh videos of me doing Smosh, I'm always talking like this.
If I have a little bag, I need to get a little bag. You know what? I haven't said this to anybody. I get a little bag. Everything will be right if I just get a little bag. You know what, guys? I just need a little bag, and then it all could be okay.
I said something really vulnerable.
And it was awesome.
And you both are making fun of me. No, I'm not making fun of you. I love you.
If I get a
I love you
bag.
So much. It inspired me to do this new character.
Try this. It's really good. Just have a sip. Have a sip.
Antibiotics.
Have a sip.
Okay, give me one sip.
It's good for your blood.
It gets the antibiotics moving.
There is a, guys, there are.
My grandmother would probably say that.
Have a sip, it gets
the
antibiotics
moving. Have a sip of wine, it'll get the antibiotics. My grandmother probably would say that too.
I gotta say, there's like a bunch of mannequin heads in the dark over there, and it's scaring the shit out of me every few moments.
It's really spooky.
I'm gonna take a picture for Selena to put in. But
and that's what it's like being on Reddit.
Hate it.
Let's hear the next thing.
Okay.
How do you put a tampon
in? We're moving
on. I don't know. You put it
up. I'm gonna move on. What'd you ask? Oh, you know how many tampon ones there were? They were literally like, am I crazy for not knowing how to put a tampon in?
It's sex
how
education do I put a tampon failing in? The nope. world.
And it's you're not crazy, it's that.
I
exactly.
didn't know either growing up. It was hard.
It's so hard. No one fucking teaches you.
You ever do it standing up?
Yes.
So
what a blast.
I'm going to talk to you guys about this after. Yeah, but you guys do it on an angle, right?
I hike a leg up on the counter.
Yeah, you got to do it at an angle.
And
of course.
If this doesn't get enough clicks.
This can't go in.
But the boys can talk about those...
My dick.
I don't pull down all my pants. I put it right through the hole in my.
You're making me clench.
I put on Family Guy so I can take my dick out and find the hole.
Oh my God. Your face just now shifted.
Oh.
All right. This is okay. Cool. This is about fashion.
Yay.
How do you? Okay. So this is Ask Women Over 30. That's us. How do you feel about our millennial youth culture becoming trendy again? Examples: went to a vintage shop and it just looked like my eighth grade wardrobe.
Whoa.
Seeing ads for flash effect on Instagram that look like old 90s disposable or digital cameras.
Yes.
Seeing Y2K as a descriptor for vintage fashion.
Oh, Y2K, huge.
Seeing kids with actual digital cameras out and about instead of phones to take photos. Cameras. Kids having early 2000s as a dress up theme for Spirit Week. I can't speak. Tamagotchis are back. Eyebrows are getting thinner? No, they're not.
They are.
They are.
And they're getting bleached. A guest I had on my show recently, her eyebrows were glitter and nothing else. And it was slay.
Wait, that's actually just glitter, no slay.
It was like just glitter in the shape of a brow.
See, we didn't have that growing up.
No, that's sick. That's like futuristic shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I brought it up, honestly.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. Are you kidding me?
It's like, we got to break our brains a little bit.
Because my thin eyebrows, mommy don't like ye. I had thin eyebrows for like maybe 2 years, and I look back and I'm like,
I think if you guys saw me thin eyebrows, you wouldn't be my friends.
No, I probably would be because I had thin eyebrows too.
I think I wouldn't be freaked out with Y2K fashions coming back if all the other fashions pre that were also coming back. Does that make sense? Weren't coming back. Like, to me, it's just a fad that is other things from past coming back.
Mm-hmm. But does it
if
make
it was
you...
just randomly coming back, I'd be like, what?
Does it make you feel old? I think that's what this post is saying, is like, does it make you feel weird? Does it make you feel ancient? Do you love it?
I kind of love it.
I kind of love it too.
I think it's like kind of like such is life. Like when I was in high school, people were dressing like 60s, 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bell bottoms, like corduroys, like high-waisted came back. And I was such a hater for high-waisted for the longest time. And then.
Me too.
That's all I own.
They're
for
the best.
Years.
They're the best ever.
I will say it does throw me off because I'm like, have we run out of stuff to like.
Oh, where?
Oh, like we're moms, like scraping for newness.
Our moms and parents weren't repeating things from before. Those were like genuinely new things, is what I think.
I think.
Right. Were they?
Like, can you guys think of a trend you use now or that you wear now that you believe is genuinely new?
I think there are new things happening right now, but I think it's because of the amazing technology and like innovation of fashion right now.
Okay.
Where it's like new materials,
like what?
New like textures and shapes where it's like, we had all these low rise jeans and camisoles, but they were kind of ill fitting on people. And now like the way people are able to make clothes and
they're
design
better.
Them for people and like the types That's of bodies point. They're designing for, I feel like,
yes.
Like we know how to make them better or like, oh my God, having more tops with the built-in bra, that's my favorite thing.
Oh, best.
Or like even the gender of it all.
Yeah.
Is like owning things and taking them back. Just like we talked about language, where it's like there are things that were only for one group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Where like baggy pants were only for one group of people. And now there are so many people.
That's true.
I love that. I love that baggy pants are coming back and anybody can wear them.
So when in this podcast did my voice jump 2 octaves down?
So, I remember the exact moment, actually.
When was it?
I have it actually on video. Do you want to see it?
Oh, yeah. It was when you took a video for Shane. So, something.
So, it was the video for Shane,
yeah,
right?
It was the video for Shane.
Because I'm talking to you guys, I'm going, so who's
that? That's why I did the character. It wasn't because you shared something vulnerable. I just used what you shared vulnerable.
Do you want to hear this?
As a character.
I think it might just be.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah, hold on. You're making me cough looking at you.
Okay. Don't do that.
What the fuck?
This is how it goes.
Kidding. I love you.
Normal voice.
She wasn't kidding. Right now. She's a 6-year-old hot Cheeto cough and she hates you.
Her voice sounds a little funny.
And then?
If I sound insane.
So something happened.
I think your voice is at capacity.
I think we should blame it on the men.
Oh, you're right.
I think the second I started talking to a man, my voice got lower.
We shouldn't have even opened up that portal. Did your voice get lower because you think that that would have been desirable?
No, I think you're coughing a lot and your throat's hurting.
No.
No, your voice is at capacity.
Capacity.
Okay, I think we covered all of that because there's so many fun things.
Capacity.
That's a great drag queen name. What did
Has anyone been a drag group? We should be a drag group.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Every season is a drag group.
You're right.
Nope. Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, cheers, you guys.
God, this is fun.
Okay.
We gotta lock him out more.
I will say, I think trends are fun, and I love any excuse to dress up. I love costume season. I love Halloween should be a month long.
You're so good at dressing up.
You're so good at it.
No, seriously, your fashion is unfucking believable.
Guys, please.
No.
What I'm saying is I think no matter what, it's just like dressing in what feels good to you and what flatters you, you know?
This I love.
Like, I feel like technology and clothing and design has gotten better of finding things that are more flattering for people. Like, I've been loving this barrel pant where the legs are all big and it creates a different silhouette.
Yes.
Like, I love that it's more ways that it's like feeding into the things that I like want to show about my butt. It's like what you said, where it's like I used to be a tight, I had to wear skinny jeans to show my butt and show my midriff. I still show my midriff, but like had to show every little thing to prove that I had it. And then like Billie Eilish comes in and goes, how about none of that?
Yeah,
that's which so I loved. But that's why I think it's like so fun about these things, to answer that Reddit post, is like these things are coming back, but with no rules.
Yes.
Yes, and silhouettes. I feel like people are obsessed with just like the outline of you. And and what's better than like an awesome fucking wide shape? And like, I'm very into it. And also like for me, I felt like fashion was holding me back because I felt very stuck in it.
Me too.
And then once I was like, wait, I love color. I love new things. I love linen. I love wider pants. And it's like, and when I wear it, I get more compliments than when I wear the fucking tight thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that like, interesting?
Yeah. I don't have to be one way to do this one trend.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, all those trends were that way. And that's the best part about them coming back is throwback fashion is being like, oh, throwback fashion on a different gender, on a different type of person, on a different hairstyle. Yeah. It's
the
so
no
fun.
Rules is the great way to say it.
And here's a really important one. Ask women over 30. This one is, I shit myself at yoga today.
Oof.
Wow. Oof. I shit myself at yoga. Yep, it happened. I've officially shit myself in public for the first time at 34.
Oh, in yoga.
In
you?
Not in yoga pants. In yoga.
Well, she had to have been wearing pants.
I trusted a fart. Never.
Sorry.
She trusted ever. A fart. Let me tell you, anybody, women especially, do not trust a fart. I trusted a fart, and next thing you know, okay.
Sorry.
Hot sludge is soaking my underpants and slowly spreading down my thigh. Luckily, it was silent. Well, I wore black leggings. Okay. The lighting was dim, so I don't think anyone saw, but the smell was unmistakable, and I definitely packed my immediately and left about 20 minutes in. My only saving grace is that I didn't even like that studio anyway and was only going because I bought a month-long pass. Guess I'm never going there again. Please regale me with your poop story so I feel better about myself.
Aww. Wow.
Girl, you're not alone. I'm sure there's plenty of women who have pooped in public. Hot sludge descriptor? Oof. Not a fan. Oh, Angela's dying over here. She hates it so much.
I opened the gates with the cough, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And also, you're not even trying to cover your mouth.
So what's the difference between this and...
a little bit.
This is what you just said.
You're so right, Court.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's very funny.
It's giving that little meme of the little cat with the child mouth that's going.
It's very funny.
Okay, so
I don't care.
I don't have a story like that, I fear. I'm very strong and secure.
You've never pooped.
I don't poop. I never have. Never will.
Look at that hair.
What? So my hair is loose and free. That means I just shit all day.
There's a type of hair you see and you go, that person poops. You see some hair and you go, that woman's never pooped.
I did have a moment where me and Shane were out and about walking around our part of the city and my tummy was like, you're gonna die.
And then I hate that.
I was like, and Shane was like, I love this walk. Like, let's walk home. And we were walking home. And, you're like, yeah, and then sure. I slowly was like, this walk is gonna change our marriage. Like, I was. Like, ever had a grave look on your face?
Yes. That? Yes.
I was like, am I going to have to stop on this sidewalk?
Shane's like, it's a 40-minute walk home. I'm feeling good. Do you want to hit the road?
I'm like, I like feel my pores like opening on my head. Like, I, luckily I was fine because I have control.
You were like this.
But
let's go.
I was like,
I'm loving this scenery. Yeah.
This walk is sick, Shane.
He's like, if you want to run, I'm like, I can't run like this.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Did you tell him you had to shit and he said, you can run?
I said something is coming.
And he said, do you want to run home?
If you want to run ahead, that's okay.
Run and ahead, Shane! If he wants to experience the mudslide at the end.
Your wife says she's got to shit and you say you can run?
Good Lord, honey.
It was like a 15-minute walk, and we were like 5 minutes in, and I was like, this ahead? Is taking a turn.
Do you want to run ahead?
Yeah. I love him.
As if running would
that's
be
that's like turning
safer
the on button.
With my body.
That's telling your body, you can go now. Hey, you're free to go.
You're there's a blender going, and you want to open the lid.
Yeah, literally. Let me just taste it.
If you want to give your body the green light, let's go.
But I was fine. Everything was fine.
So you kept walking. You didn't run.
I had an urgency to my walk. And a breath.
And you got and you went, move.
I said, do not be near.
Bones, go away.
You pushed the cats aside. Move. Go upstairs.
If you know what's good for you, go upstairs.
If you know what's good for you, turn on your headphones and shut up.
I literally blasting reels on my phone.
Oh, I love doing that in the office now in the shared bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's you.
No, I'm not blasting shit, but I am blasting reels. I'm going.
Thank God.
So, thank God.
And I think
you guys will get this. Because some of they're shared, and I usually, like, I think a month ago when we were new to the place, if I saw somebody in the other one, I would go to a different one.
You go, hey!
I go, it's me! No, now I'm trying to embrace it, and now I'm just trying to be like, hey, someone's here. So I walk.
Remember when I did that to you in the public bathroom in Montreal?
You didn't do that to me. You scared me.
And I wasn't pooping. I just
went in quietly. And I was in the bathroom thinking no one was there. And she went, you can stay as long as you want.
No. I just made my voice really deep to freak her out.
And you went,
no, you let me borrow. Remember, like you let me borrow a hair tie. And I said, do you want your hair tie back? And Angela went, and I knew she didn't know who I was because she was silent for like, I would say a solid like 6 seconds where you go.
So scared.
She was very scared.
That is so funny.
It's like my favorite thing to do.
But all to say, the reels thing during the poop is real.
Real.
Rah. Where you're like, let's just make a lot of noise.
I do it. Just
silent. Let's make some noise. Everyone on your feet.
Do you guys remember the first time you farted in front of your husband?
No.
Yeah.
You remember the moment?
Of course.
We don't have to talk about that if it's too much.
Oh, I don't know if I remember the moment. I don't.
Because that's when people say the relationship gets real.
I broke my toe on our third date, so the relationship got pretty real.
How did you break your toe?
We were playing badminton in Malibu on the beach. Just us. And he was like, go for it. He was like, boom, and he hit the little birdie, and I was like, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to run and get it. Like, watch your back. And I was in my bathing suit, and I was like, running with a thing. And there was a massive rock that was like, I'm going to end your life today. And it was jutting out, but like the waves kept crashing over, so I didn't see it. So I was like, running all hot. And then I just stubbed my toe so hard and fell so hard on sand. Do you know how awful that is? To fall so hard on sand? It's not soft because it's the wet sand. So it was like, like it was. And he was like, oh no. And I was like, I'm okay. I was in so much pain.
You went, I'm fine.
I was like, I'm fine. And he had to carry me.
Oh.
And then my foot was fucked for like 4 days. And I was a bartender.
Did you go anywhere?
I went to work.
You were just like,
oh yeah. We went to this place and we got in a big fight.
Wait, really? On your third date?
Yeah.
Get it out
big
quick.
Fight on the third date.
I was like,
you're open.
This is the deal, man. That was where I was at when I met
you
him.
See this?
I was like, this is
there's
the deal.
A lot coming your
you see
way.
This foot? It's broken. Other stuff's gonna get broken in my path. No, anyway, I wasn't like that.
Now's the time to decide. Do you want in or out?
Do you want in or out?
In or out?
Pick me up. Take me back. No, but farting, it's no problem. I don't know.
I don't think I have a funny story. I can't get into it right now.
I was just curious. No.
If anything, we'll do it later.
It felt inappropriate to ask. Next
Reddit.
We're
not going to do it here.
Am I the asshole tampon?
This is killing me, and I actually think it's quite perfect for this. Can I be annoyed at constant throat clearing?
What do you mean it's perfect for this?
Anyways, I now work from home with my mother in her mid-60s. For the past 3 weeks, I shouldn't have said throat or clearing. I now work from home. For the past 3 weeks, she has been constantly throat clearing, like... every 20 seconds from morning to night, we have had a few confrontations about it. She swears she can't do anything about it. I begged her to see a doctor, take cough drops, sip warm water. She just keeps making this really loud, disgusting sound every 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
We have always had a low contact relationship anyways. Oof. But I can't lie. I've been busier in my own life lately, and I'm wondering if this is a factor. Huh? Ultimately, think this is some mental health tick. I really don't know if it's unreasonable for me to get so upset about it. Can anyone relate to this or know what this could be? No idea how to approach this. Thanks for the answers.
Oh, I would love to hear what the comments are saying about this one, because I initially was like, well, maybe it's just like an anxiety tick. Like,
I
it could be.
My mom,
but she's older.
But my mom does some throat clearing, but I literally think it's like some type of cold that she got 20 years ago that she just never
just
took care
permanently
of.
Permanently damaged.
So I was like,
listening to this while holding back a cough is crazy.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I'm evil for bringing this up.
No, you're not, because.
Oh, I am.
But with older people, she said this was her, like her grandma.
So, no, this is her mom, and they have a low contact relationship, and she's like, I've been busier in my life than normal. Maybe this is related. She thinks it's a mental health tick. They've had confrontations about it. Her mom says there's nothing she can do. She wants to know if anyone else has felt this. Comments. My mom does this, but is a known side effect of her blood pressure medication. It drives me mad, but I know she's also very self-conscious about it. She can't help it. Oh.
Interesting.
My husband constantly does this.
Shane usually says how many upvotes it has.
Oh.
The big comments?
I guess I'm not Shane. 184 upvotes.
Thank you.
Anyways, another commenter, not OP. I'll use the word OP. Other comments say, my husband constantly does this. I make him take something for it. Easiest thing in the world to do, and it helps. He'd rather sit there and clear his throat constantly, irritating me, then take action about it. I have to tell him he's driving me mental. Otherwise, he won't bother his ass.
Sometimes, like, consistent but not rhythmic sounds can be really, like, a sensory nightmare for people. I've been on both sides of this. Like, I recently, like, I get, like, a little nasal drip from the like, trees or the pollen or something. And so I'm doing, like, a... And I feel like if I'm in a Uber or something, I'm like, oh my God, I'm just driving him nuts, aren't I?
Yeah.
Or like when you can tell someone just refuses to blow their nose. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just like,
how do I find if there's an update?
Update. She was doing it on purpose to annoy me.
People are saying this is GERD. GERD.
Yeah.
Ever heard of this? What is it?
Yeah. It can be a thing. It's acid reflux or like, yeah.
Acid reflux. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like an esophagus stomach thing.
So it could possibly be that.
Do you guys get annoyed by things like that?
I would say yeah.
She said it was in the middle of the night.
I think she said it was all the time.
Yeah.
But then she just, okay, so she also did an edit and then she said she figured it out. I think it is this GERD acid reflux thing.
Aww.
And not a mental health tick.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, others, you know, it's all.
But I will say I get really frustrated with like snoring. I can't do snoring. Yeah. So like throat clearing, okay, it's okay. But like snoring, I don't think I could. I can't sleep.
That could be tough.
My both of my dad and my mom, they both go like this. Cup's not even on their mouth yet.
No way. Both
just
of them
their
do
hot
it?
Coffee in the morning. Later, if they have coffee in the afternoon, I'm not seeing them do it. I've analyzed this because it drives me crazy.
Do you think they're...
They want it scalding hot.
Okay, do you think it's them going like...
Yeah, they're blowing out. They're cooling their mouth before the hot coffee.
Yeah. And they love it really hot, but I've noticed them go... And I'm like, whoa, mug is not even on your mouth.
I need to see a video of this. I need to see.
Do they ever do like a...
Oh, that's me.
No.
I actually don't mind that.
What do you do that for? Ramen?
Everything.
Do you remember that thing that we were doing when people eat cereal?
No.
You guys don't remember spending time with your cousins? Like back in the day?
No, we were doing it during cereal.
And they would eat cereal and go...
We were in a pool for the first time together.
That might be out by now.
Yeah.
Might be out by now.
Yeah.
But we were like, do you know when you're in a pool with somebody, you're like, yeah. And you breathe loud.
What?
When you're in a pool, you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, swimming's hard.
What? Or when you chug water.
You're just swimming.
Remember when you chug water?
I'm done.
That makes me laugh so hard. Okay, I want to give us one more. I could literally do this for hours.
Like, why are we
not doing this for hours?
Lock him up.
Lock Shane up so we can do Smosh.
Lock
now.
Him up. Okay, we're doing the biggest slay as the last one.
Biggest slay.
But hey, we might do a part two of this because we have so many in here that we didn't read because we had so many funny stories. All right, this is from another subreddit for women, but it's not really, it's not called for women. Okay. It's called the Girl Survival Guide. There are some really fun ones on this one.
Did you guys ever read Chicken Soup for the Blank Soul?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Constantly.
Remember how specific they got?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was like chicken soup
out.
For
teenage
the babysitter soul.
Yes. Yeah.
Or chicken soup for like, the
youngest
middle child soul. Of the second kid's yeah. like soul.
Why didn't I get that one? I wanted that one.
There were so many.
I was just like teenage soul.
We should do a...
Oh, wait. We should do a reading of Chicken Soup.
Those... So they
were
mini stories,
damn
right?
Good. They were
mini
stories.
They were
submitted.
Yes, they were real. They were like the first fucking Reddit.
It was like the first like NPR too, like
Chicken
American
Soup.
Life,
yeah.
Where you'd be like, there's like mini stories.
Oh, American Life is so good. And they have like a through line, like a help at the end kind of
yeah,
vibe.
We have like to look up if they still make them. Because it was like Chicken Soup for the Blonde Girl's Soul.
I read that on the toilet constantly.
We had it on our toilet too.
It was toilet reading.
So that was before Reels.
Was Chicken Soup. Okay.
Scrolling through
wow,
the soup.
We are so millennial and maybe we should bring it back. I would love to have you both back and we could do Chicken Soup.
Please.
Yes, please.
Yeah. You have to have your cough though.
Cough has to come back.
This is never coming back.
Okay, good. The Girl Survival Guide. Okay. For the girls who keep spare underwear in their bag, I've got a question.
Okay.
Do you guys keep spare underwear in your bag?
I do not, but I heard an iconic story recently
Say.
As to why. Pamela Anderson, in the last few years, did a What's
her.
In My Bag.
I love her.
She's like, if you ever, like, wondered, like, if you ever saw a model with her hair in a messy bun, it's a G-string in her hair. Like, so she used to keep a G-string in her bag to be underwear. Or
tie?
She would use it to tie her hair up in a messy bun. Like, a clean pair of underwear, always in her bag for just in case.
Shut up. How
and
did she tie it?
She did it on camera in
Meanwhile,
this video.
During the pandemic, the amount of times I tied my hair up with a surgical mask. Did you guys ever do that?
Yes, I did that before.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, I want to know about this.
Wait,
yeah, please.
Okay, so I've never kept spare underwear in my purse. Unless I'm like traveling airplane.
Neither have I, but it's
even
a smart
pregnant.
Thing. It's a shame thing, and I think it's something that I should do. I think it's a great thing to just have. Why not just keep whatever in your purse, you know?
Literally.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Unless you have a tiny purse.
Tiny
and then
purse,
you can't.
Phone,
well,
lip gloss, underwear.
Well, and you're allowed to have that
little,
tiny
little
purse.
Baby purse, you can have one. Okay, so this person says, I've got a question. I've seen a ton of What's in My Bag videos where girls just pull out underwear and say it's best as a spare for emergencies and whatnot. I don't know if they put it in a pouch or just keep it like that and whip it out when they need to, but I was wondering if there comes a time when that underwear needs to be used and it wasn't in any pouch, where does the current slash used slash dirty underwear go? What's the protocol there, or just in general with keeping spare underwear? I'm just genuinely curious, as I haven't done anything like this before. It does seem like a good tip, because you never know when you might need some, I guess. I'm just curious about the mechanics of it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great.
54 upvotes from the OP post.
Logistics.
This is great. I want to ask you guys, I want to get to this, but I also want to ask you guys, you're traveling. We just went on tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you put your dirty clothes?
I do keep, they have, like, the suitcase I have has a little laundry pouch that I can, like, shove it all in and, like,
and it's, like,
it
in the top?
No, it's, like, a separate little, extra little sack.
Yes.
Oh, cute.
It comes with.
Do you know what I do? If you're staying in a hotel that does, like, the hanger situation with the bag, that's like, oh, we'll
put it in there.
We'll do your laundry. I've never done my laundry at a hotel.
But you use the plastic bag?
I take the bag and I put all my laundry in that.
That's smart.
Yeah, okay. But a pouch would be great.
Since I did this when I was, like, 16 on my first trip.
Wait to hear.
The front.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
The outer one.
It's perfect.
Just feels vulnerable.
It's just,
like,
covered
in dirty.
It's what
TSA immediately goes into first when they check your
dirty
bag.
Dirty underwear and socks all in there.
Oh. That's smart. I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Do you know what I have for Cole? Is I got these, like, waterproof zip cute little bags that I just keep with him all the time. And now I'm like, why don't I just keep them for myself?
For yourself. Because this is a good question. It's not just about carrying underwear in your bag. It's also going, where do you put old underwear?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. You just, when you get home that day, you just throw it in the laundry. If you, hopefully you don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple comments here. I have a pouch where I keep a few pads, band-aids, painkillers, about 2 small plastic bags, wet wipes, extra underwear, and also 1 extra period underwear if I'm on my period. I used to also have small chocolate in there, but I ate it, and now it's gone. If I'm in need to change underwear, I use mentioned plastic bags. My pouch has folders, so I keep things nice and neat and separated.
Okay, well,
upvotes.
Not all of us are.
Whoa,
you.
That person is incredibly
That's
organized.
Type capital A++.
That's amazing. I don't do that. I guess I keep a small Ziploc bag. If it's bad, it gets thrown out.
I don't think our hooch is like a vacuum that's sucking up any bacteria that's like in our bag. Like if you put on a pair of relatively clean underwear, am I crazy to think like just a pair of underwear in your bag?
Well, here's the deal. I would probably put, if I were to carry purse in my underwear, what?
Huh?
If I were to, hello?
It's
if I
great.
Were to carry underwear in my purse, which I haven't yet, which I should, I feel like I would put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wouldn't just have it loose, because what if you trip?
I mean,
you
okay.
fall. 100
What if you
thongs?
Trip, right?
Here's the thing. I'm going to throw a guess out, okay? Obviously, you're not changing your underwear in the middle of a Barnes & Noble. You're going to a bathroom.
And which section would you be
closed?
Romance novels, obviously.
Of
it's
course.
The safest place to do it.
Yes.
No, but you're obviously going to the bathroom. I'm picturing, like, wrapping it in toilet paper or something.
That's what someone said here,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Someone said toilet paper, if it's not too bad. I think it's fine.
I would think.
I don't do this.
Or if it's, like, if you, like, were on your period and
okay.
then it's just, like, you ruined your underwear, you probably could just throw it away, yeah.
Or I would think change purse.
Wait, someone just said, I have a spare pair in my little coin purse in my bag. I also keep a roll of dog poop bags in my purse because I have a dog.
I used to do that, too.
And they come handy in the event I need spare pair of
Or wallet.
Undies.
I used to, like, maybe your wallet.
Yeah, you
Disgusting,
just pull out,
but
you pull out dollar bills. There's your thong.
Bills, yeah.
What?
So, like, what made you excited about that?
I got really excited about
Money.
My joke, and then I abandoned it midway. And that is subreddits for women.
So, I think this is, it's interesting, because it is like, have you guys ever carried extra underwear?
No. And I'm like, why wouldn't I? You never fucking know what's going to happen. I carry 100 diapers for my son.
Yeah.
I mean, he shits a lot, but, like, I also, you know, like, you never fucking know.
It's so true.
I think it was such, like, a sexy, iconic thing. Like, you never know if you're staying the night over somewhere.
That's so cute. Or you need it for your hair.
It's like, why do we have diaper bags for babies? We should have diaper bags for women.
For women and for men.
Do you know what I've been saying? We need, you know those vending machines in airports that's, like, makeup? I'm like, what? Have, like.
What?
Have, like, face.
What?
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 What? Why aren't there, like, pads and tampons and, like, face cream and face wash?
Yeah.
Because they hate women. Airports hate women.
Airports want women dead.
They really do. Okay, so here we're done. We have to be done because Shane is like literally out there banging on the door. But
he's banging his head against the stage.
Just slip some protein powder under the door.
What? Okay, there's also women in tech, a bra that fits, female living spaces,
what are you listing?
Patriarchy, other subreddits,
other channels.
Female
We're coming back. She's telling the world what other things you could read.
I'm telling the world that we'll be back, and you're going to see us three again, whether you guys like it or not, because we're going to finish this subreddits for women, because we have Selena worked really hard on this. I added some things. There's some really good stuff on here.
Someone at this company pitched a podcast called Are You Ladies Done Chattering? And I just think that's a wonderful name and a wonderful thing.
And ready? Here's my pitch on it. No one can end it besides us. No one can do what you have to do as a producer and be like, we have to decide when we're done chatting.
Selena's like, what? We're going to be here all night.
Some episodes are 10 minutes because we're tired. And then some episodes are four hours.
I love it.
Wait.
You guys can leave the cameras running. We'll turn them off when we're done.
Yeah, we know how.
When we feel like the conversation is done, there's one episode where we're both sleeping and it just goes, you know, my mom said this thing to me that I haven't forgotten about.
The thing that Angela does in her sleep, if she's taking a nap, like in the shoot day or something, you'll just hear her go, totally.
I've never heard her do that.
Yeah. I love it. You're an active listener. Angela just, she cares about people feeling heard and seen. And so even in her sleep, she is worried about it.
Damn, Ange.
There was, last thing I'll say, because I know we have to end this. Because we will be done chattering. But there was, I'm used to sleeping with my family, sleeping while a movie's going on, and trying to act like I'm awake, and going,
no.
And it like, somehow it's followed me throughout all my life.
Wow.
And then in my senior year of acting class at UCLA, I would be asleep the whole time in the back. And then I was trained any laugh line, I go,
wow!
And our professor clocked it. My friend Rebecca will tell this story. She also talks about it all the time. Where Professor Andrew Borba, wherever you are, love you, Andrew Borba, he go, she knows, we all know she's asleep. Yet she's acting like we can't see her. And I'd be like, yeah!
No way!
That's amazing.
This is the wildest fact I've ever heard about you.
So anytime I'm asleep, I don't, and people are awake. I do not want people to know I'm asleep.
That's awesome.
And it runs deep. It's not a thing I've decided. It's just a thing I know. Where like anytime I'm tired, anytime I'm watching a movie, I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh my God. I've shared a room with you at VidCon.
Well, we were both
out. And we've had conversation.
You both sleep talked?
Oh, I sleep talk. But that's not for anybody.
Ladies. Are we done chattering?
I think we're done.
I think for today, we're done chattering. Guys. And
thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh my God, I would have you guys anytime. I love you guys so much. Thanks for drinking the Sense Air.
Thank you.
And thanks for having the chips.
The chips, yeah. That was the only way I would stop talking.
Guys, this was Subreddits for Women. If you want to see more of this, you will.
It's
just going to be happening.
You will.
You know what?
You will. Because
these ladies are not done chattering. And one day we'll let Shane back in. Probably not today.
Put in the comments if you want him to stay out there.
Yeah, and put in the comments if you have other subreddits for women that you want us to read from. Because
yes.
We will. Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Love
Goodbye.
You.
Get the damn small purse.